North Korea is saber-rattling again. Christians are helping the poor get food in riot-torn Egypt. And Mission Network News is taking a field trip to India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea defied the world yesterday, confirming a third nuclear test. The move drew condemnation from the United States, Japan, and Europe. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says,
Kim Jong-un has been in power for just over a year, and we thought perhaps he'd be a little more flexible, but he's ratcheting up this dialogue, and North Korea is a threat.
It could also signal a testy relationship with ally China.
North Korea thinks that it is strong enough to go out on its own. I think maybe he's trying to consolidate power within his ranks. And unfortunately, how far does this go?
Open Doors partners are unfazed by this new face. North Korea is one of the world's worst persecutors of Christians. That won't change. Neither will the believers.
One underground Christian leader wrote, "No matter what the circumstances we face, we stand firm in the mighty hands of God. And we will continue to march strongly towards the eternal kingdom."
Next, Egypt is under a month-long state of emergency and nightly curfew. Days of violence surrounding the Port Said riots, the ouster of Hosni Mubarak, and anger over the pace of revolution prompted the orders. Travel isn't safe, which means the poorest can't get food. IN Network says their team is trying to raise funds so they can respond to the immediate needs in the name of Christ. Want to help? MissionNetworkNews.org. This is Mission Network News. Christians dream of being able to share Christ to people for the first time. Well, that dream came true for a team from Michigan as they were helping Paradise Bound Ministries in Guatemala. Paradise Bound's Dan Smith says the first contact with the group by their Guatemalan staff was interesting.
After the vehicle missed in, they actually blocked the road off with a lot of wood. They felled some trees so that if something bad happened, our vehicle couldn't even leave. So that already started to bring up those red flags that this is going to be a little bit different situation.
The villagers' medical needs outweighed their fear. The team was allowed to provide medical care, build homes, and show the Jesus film. Smith says their Guatemalan pastor was able to present the gospel more clearly.
So that they could see and understand what it is that they saw is something that they can also experience. And it was just a beautiful night. And yes, we had some people come to know Jesus Christ that night.
Funding is needed for water filters. Help through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, every day on Mission Network News, we share stories that inform and motivate you to live out Christ's command to go and make disciples of all the nations. Now you can get even closer, straight into the mission fields of India. MNN's Katie Harth reports.
For the next 2 weeks, I'll be sharing firsthand what it's like to live and serve in India. I felt God calling me to this country since 2007, and I'm so excited to see what He has in store. Won't you join me? We'll see how one group shares Christ's compassion with people like the Dalits. They're the lowest of the low on India's caste system and are basically social lepers. We'll live out God's command in Isaiah to take care of the widows and orphans and speak up for the voiceless. There are a lot of security issues and precautions, so pray safety over our team as we travel. And pray comfort and peace for the loved ones we're leaving behind. Reporting from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And tomorrow is another Valentine's Day. Wasting money on flowers? Well, Partners Relief and Development has their Gift of Love program that you can invest in a child's education, provide food, or attend Bible school for some of the most rejected in Burma. As you help, you're ensuring the gospel is being presented. When you give, a downloadable card will explain how your gift in your special someone's name is making a difference for eternity. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Well, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life in kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.